we feel that as the hills and walking has become so much more popular and there's been so much more use of uplands, that there's a lot of issues for the farmers that are actually farming that uplands. We feel that the general public actually forget that it's all privately owned land, and we have issues like accidental fires, litter being left behind, the whole issue of dogs and sheep worrying, damage to fences, the whole area of farmers' liability and insurance. So there's a lot of stuff going on there as it becomes more prominent, and we really feel that we need to be engaged with as it develops further.
Do you think, Henry, sometimes that people talk about the tourism industry, but they forget, when they're talking about access and so forth, they forget about the other industry, farming?
Very much so. I think they forget that this is all actually privately owned land, and that those landowners need to be engaged with. And the whole idea of access, we're not against access, but it has to be done in a managed way that... And ideally that everybody would reap the rewards of doing it properly, and that we do realise that there's huge benefits for for rural areas, but we have to remember that farmers and those lands, economically, they're going through a very difficult period, and on top of everything else, they don't need issues with people using their land without permission.
And of course, there are more people using or accessing that land.
Very much so. It's got very popular. And as I say, that has made issues worse. And I think there's an education process that's needed as well. Like, we all hear of issues of dogs being let loose on uplands. And people say, oh, sure, it only ran over and back there. They don't appreciate that at this time of year, ewes are heavily in lamb, and they can be very easily upset, and they can be financial losses because of it.